MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Training now with Sean Wibberley, CEO at Weaver FinTech. Results 6 months ending June, so revenue up 30%, HEPS up 45%, dividend up 47%. Sean, appreciate the early morning. Changed your name from Home Choice International in late July to Weaver FinTech, as it really now is the core business. How much of your business is now the FinTech operation as opposed to the homeware operation, which was the sort of where the business started initially?
Yes, good morning. The fintech business now does 98% of the group's contribution to PBT.
Okay, so it is now what you are, hence the name change. You've got a couple of components there, the buy now, pay later, the insurance, the lending. The buy now, pay later, this really is it's the pay just now, but you've also got pay stretch. So this is not just sort of me buying something small online and paying over a couple of payments. You'll stretch that out to a full 12-month for bigger items.
Yes, exactly. That's always been our intention, is to start small with the buy now, pay later product, which is a free service for customers, no interest, no fees, mm-hmm. and you can split the payment three ways. And then for larger ticket items, to stretch those payments over 6, 12, 24 months. And we've launched last year the 12-month version, mm-hmm. and that's starting to scale, and we're getting good feedback, and we're in beta mode with our 6-month product now. Right now.
Is that typically where you will first meet a client at that buy now, pay later, and then from there you can go to stretch payments, you can go to insurance and sort of lending as well?
Exactly. That's the ultimate strategy of the business. So we're acquiring over 90% of our fintech customers directly into the viral BNPL product. Mm-hmm. They come into the ecosystem, prove themselves by way of payment behavior, and then get exposure on our digital platform to our other products. So typically pay stretch would be an obvious next product.
Yeah.
And then the lending and insurance products.
And that's an important point, because by the time they get to lending and the like, or the longer term lending, you've got a very good sense of who they are. You've worked with them in a sense. You've lent them some money, they've paid it back. Maybe there's some insurance in there as well. And you're starting to get a good feel for who that customer is.
That's exactly right. So the customer, we get a feel for her because of the data that she provides us when she transacts. Mm-hmm. And I say her because 2/3 of our customers are female. Mm-hmm. We build up this profile, this relationship, her trust in our digital platform. And then we use the data to personalize our other product offerings, which then get exhibited to her on a sort of pull basis when she comes to visit mm-hmm. our platforms and then gets, you know, a personalized offer that fits what we know about her. So the offers are quite personalized and relevant. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for example, if we offered a loan, we wouldn't say get up to 50,000. We'd say you qualify for 7,000, and more or less that's the number she would get based on the data we know about her at the time.
How many merchants, how many customers do you have at this point in your books?
In the group, we've got 3.7 million. As a fintech business, we've got 3.3 million customers. And we're booking 120,000 a month into the ecosystem, 110 into the buy now, pay later product, about 10 or so into lending, mm-hmm. and another 20 or so into the retail business. Then merchants, just over 3,100, covering about 11,500 points of presence, so online or in-store stores around the country.
Okay, but of course, I keep on forgetting that this is in store at the same time. I imagine it's majority online, but it is also that in store environment. If you know, I can do it at the till point almost.
Yes, well actually, more than 50%, about 60% of our transactions with BNPL and PayStretch are done in store.
Oh wow!
You know, okay. So customers are able to scan a QR code at checkout in store, mm-hmm. and affect the transaction that way. Or online, you know, checking out with buy now, pay later, or pay stretch as mm-hmm. the option.
You obviously need cash behind you. I mean, the loans to the individuals might be small, but 3.7 million customers adds up fairly quickly. Your capacity for lending, have you got facilities for future growth?
No, absolutely. So we have 5.5 million rand worth of facilities from a consortium of banks, of which we've got 2.1 billion in cash at the moment, or on access in the moment for future growth. And yeah, so we're well funded by the banks. The banks are liking the fact that we collect far more in a year than we actually disperse by way of disbursements or GMV. So in the last half, we collected 7.6 billion as a group, and our net debt is 3.4 billion.
Gotcha.
So the high-yielding books are reassuring for banks in terms of us being able to support the loans going forward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that growth, of course, feeds it into it. I mean, last question, which is probably in everyone's mind. What are the impairments, the bad debts like? I mean, these are smaller loans, shorter term, even on your pay stretch. How are you finding the impairments?
Yeah, so the impairments in the lending business, the key thing with lending is to make sure that you have consistent non-volatile bad rates so that you can price and manage your book effectively. So our bad rates have been very consistent. If you see our vintages, over time, which customers roll into a write-off state, they're very tightly range-bound. And in fact, we've been focusing quite a lot on existing customers strategically, which perform better in order to, you know, manage through our innovation cycles as we roll out the pay stretch product. And then we will start to open up a little bit. But we do this cautiously, and it's nice having a short-term book because you learn quickly.
Yeah.
And you can adapt to market conditions very quickly.
Yeah, I take your point. Is that short term, and you get to know who that customer is. We'll leave it there. Sean Wibberley, CEO, Weaver FinTech. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.